This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Broadcasting from the Ron Jaworski 41st Celebrity Golf Tournament, benefiting Jaws Youth Playbook. Kyle's with us here in for Hugh Douglas today. It's Hunter Brody Broads. What's up, man?
What's happening? We got a baseball team to discuss.
Well, discuss, yes, we do. We got a lot to get into. We got some great guests today, as a lot of people are out golfing right now at Riverwinds. This is an awesome place. So we're excited to have some great guests on today, talk some birds as the day goes on. But you're right, Broads. You're right. We got to discuss the Phillies, who finished that series yesterday in Toronto with a dud. I mean, that was a terrible game by Jesus Luzardo. This is now two in a row after the, what was it, for like 13 starts or 10 starts. He looked like a Cy Young guy, and he's just gone totally in the tank since then. So we have that to worry about. We have the offense, which after the first inning in Toronto, to worry about. I want to do this as a show today. Let's not pretend we're not concerned. Could we not do that? We're obviously, there's concerns here with the Phillies. The question is, and the reality is, what we're most concerned about. Broads, welcome to the show. How you feeling this morning after the Phillies get rocked in Toronto?
I can't stand this team. Like, they piss me off. I swear, I can't stand it. You're going to sound like the biggest Phillies optimist, I think, by 2 o'clock today. Because I rip my hair out trying to watch him on a day-to-day basis. And by the way, here's Joe Ross, everybody. Have fun with your bullpen game. This team, I swear to you, they start off hot in that first inning in game one, and everyone's like, oh, okay, they just had to get out of that Milwaukee series. What the hell happened with the offense the other 26 innings, huh?
Tank.
Well, that's how I feel.
Yeah, well, it went in the tank is what it did, which is not surprising. Look, the Phillies have a pattern right now where they beat up on tomato can teams like the Rockies and the Pirates, who they get to luckily face this weekend. But then when they play pretty good teams, like Toronto looks like a pretty good team, Milwaukee a pretty good team, they struggle. There's a lot here. 215-592-9494. All right, let's start with Luzardo, and let's flush out what the heck happened here. Because, bros, man, the first 10-11 starts, it looked like Dave Dombrowski found a gem, a Cy. I think we went over the odds last week for the Cy Young, and he was like sixth in the National League, and his ERA has gone from like 2 to 4.5 in two starts. He's allowed 20 runs, in two starts. How worried are you right now with Jesus Luzardo?
Oh, I'm hitting the panic button. This is brutal. I mean, it's so bad, and the fact that he's not injured and the pitch sequence doesn't seem to be a problem, and it doesn't look like that there is something going on with, anything physically, that's a problem. Yeah. That he's getting squared up this bad, and this is what I keep coming back to. Last year he pitched 66 innings or so. He's at about 72 now. So I'm starting to wonder, is it the Ranger Suarez thing that we've been talking about over the last few years, which is he gets dead arm? He's just not at the point where he can survive the amount of innings that he should as a starter. And if that's the case, then we're in trouble, because he was supposed to backpack Zach Wheeler as a 1-2 punch, and now he's getting obliterated. This is garbage stuff. Like,
yeah.
It's you can't survive with this.
No, I mean, it's historic to give up 20 runs at 2 starts. I mean, like, you watch baseball for another 100 years, and it's not often we're going to see that. So, look, I'm concerned a little bit because and you bring up a good point, right? The back injury he had last year, hasn't thrown that many innings, all that. The stuff looks like it's still there, though, right? It's not like his velocity has dropped from 98 to 91. Like, I don't think he's hurt. I think it's a couple bad starts. But to your point on this and why there is concern with everything, I saw this stat this morning. It blew me away. The Phillies, when they allow more than 2 runs, right? Like, that's not much, right? 3 runs in a game is not – they're 19-22 when they allow more than – so they need this starting pitching, Brodes, to be really good. It's the only way they sustain winning is winning these, like, 2-0, 2-1, 4-1, 3-2. They have a below 500 record when they allow 3 runs or more in a game, which just feels like a hard way to live, man. Look, I'm my antenna's up on Lizardo. I'm not overly concerned yet. But here's where I am concerned. This offense is not what we – paid for. I'll just put it that way. I mean, the Phillies offense is 4 guys. It is Trey Turner, who has ups and downs, but has been more good than bad offensively. Bryce Harper, who is not even having a typical Bryce Harper year. Schwarber, who's their best hitter, but he's cooled off lately. And Castellanos, who for the most part this year, I feel like he's just kind of been there. Not bad, not great. That's it. The other 5 hitters, I got to tell you, I'm ready to DFA Max Kepler. I'm done watching that guy play. The center field situation, how much longer can Dombrowski run out the Rojas-Marsh combination? They just don't hit ever. And then Bohm's been better of late, but it's not great. Stott's not a good hitter. And unfortunately, the catcher is just a defender right now. And, you know, he didn't play yesterday, Real Muto. He might be cooked offensively. We got 5 spots in the order, Brodes, every day. That I don't think I'm getting anything out of.
No, you're not. You're right. Max Kepler stinks.
I can't do it anymore.
I actually labeled him, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but when he was first getting here, I said he's a guy. And that pissed people off because everyone saw him in spring training.
Yep.
I said he's a guy. He's not a guy.
He's not even a guy.
And when I say guy, I mean he's just there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying he's serviceable. He can be out there. He can help you maybe hit 240, 250. This dude can't sniff 215. He stinks. He stinks. And he can't even run in left field. I don't know what the hell is going on out there. So he's a disaster. I gave him too much credit calling him a serviceable guy. He is horrid. So, yeah, and the fact that this is year 3 of this center field debacle.
It's nuts.
How does Dave Dombrowski sit back, assess this team, and tell us by looking us in the face that this is acceptable to go win a championship? It's a joke.
So I think it could be passable if they were getting the past JT, right? If they were getting JT of 4 years ago, then all right, you can have a down spot somewhere else in the order. If they were getting Stott at the level we expected or hoped, all right, then maybe we could live with a down spot. You can't have 5 dead spots in the order, or 4.5, depending on which Alec Bohm shows up. Right? But, like, half the lineup, however you slice the cake, they don't get enough offense out of. And when Schwarber goes through a little lull, which it feels like he's in right now, they have no power whatsoever. I'll tell you, I know the Lizardo thing is worrisome. I hear you, and the bullpen is not good. Brodes, I'm more concerned with the offense. Like, my biggest concern today as we move forward throughout the season at 215-592-9494 on this Friday, live from Riverwinds for the Ron Jaworski golf outing, I'm more concerned with the offense. Is it what's your biggest concern? Is it the pitching right now or the offense?
It's got to be the pitching, because I've already transitioned emotionally and mentally to this team as being a starting pitching heavy squad, and that's what's going to carry you. A few years back, they were built to be a softball lineup, mash a billion homers, and you were going to outscore other teams by a billion. But you could see that Dave Dombrowski has tried his best to go in another direction, because maybe it just isn't possible to rely on that the way that they did. So now they've become this ace staff of no one can touch this rotation. And even with a great rotation, you need a good bullpen too to close things out. So now I look at them as a team that's built to have Wheeler sensational, Lizardo sensational, a good Aaron Nola, a Ranger Suarez, even a Sanchez popping in there, and Andrew Painter with a reliable 7th, 8th, 9th inning guy. And right now I think they have Wheeler and no bullpen. I don't believe in Romano. I don't believe in Strom. I'm not even a big Kirkering guy, but even if he's something, he's a seventh inning guy. That's nowhere even close to contending to win a championship. So I have to look at the pitching as a whole and say that's the way this current mold is supposed to get it done. And now there's huge question marks in your strength in starting pitching, because I don't know what Nola is and I don't know what Lizardo is.
It's amazing that we've gone, like, the Lizardo thing has changed so fast. Like, I'm with you. It's fair to say right now we don't know what he is. And 2 weeks ago, he looked like a Cy Young guy. All right, 215-592-9495. Let's hear Topper yesterday. Rob Thomson after the game talking about Jesus Lizardo after he got rocked again.
We look at that stuff all the time, so we haven't found anything yet.
It seems like, I mean, like, all of his pitches have been getting hit, but the fastball specifically by right-handed hitters have really gotten hit. Is there maybe different sequencing or something that can be done differently? Maybe
That's all stuff we're looking at. You know, okay. Just trying to figure this thing out.
I'm now imagining Topper like a detective. Like he's putting on his glasses and looking for everything. I don't know what's going on. We'll dive more into, is it tipping? Is it, like, what's going on with Jesus Lizardo? But obviously the Phillies don't know. I mean, that's the takeaway I got from yesterday. They're like, I don't know. But he went from good to bad really quickly here. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to today. We're going to have some great guests. Ron Jaworski is going to stop by. I'm sure some Eagles as well. A tri-day Friday. We'll tell you about our prize. And later in the show, we're going to puck it up here as I'm going to try to become a hockey guy and throw some things at Brode, some takes that we got here. But we start with the Phillies, and what's the bigger concern? Kyle Quinn live with us here at Riverwinds. Alex Call is back in the studio. Kyle, how are you feeling this morning, and what's the biggest
Awful.
Concern?
Okay, well, that's
about right.
Let's cut to the chase. This is entirely Hugh Douglas's fault.
I agree.
What happened with Jesus Lizardo.
I agree.
He said we should put him in the bullpen, and he instantly fell apart.
You know what's going to happen when he gets back on Monday.
Oh, he's going to be peacocking.
I told you so.
He doesn't even look like he can go in the bullpen right
now. Out of nowhere, 2 weeks ago, Brode, he was like, yeah, I think they should put him in the bullpen. And we were like, what are you talking about? He's great.
And then he's a Cy Young candidate. His ERA ballooned like two more entire points. Like,
I agree. Blame Hugh. I like that.
He's batting practice right now. So the Lizardo thing, that obviously sucks. But I've sort of come around, Joe, to your side of thinking. I think the offense is the biggest concern ultimately for the team. If you look at the pitching staff, when everyone's pitching well, which they're not right now, we don't know what Aaron Nola is. Lizardo is, you know, very much up in the air right now. But when Wheeler comes back, it's still a very deep starting rotation.
Yep.
If you include Mick Abel and you include Andrew Painter, when you get to October, the starting pitching staff shortens to 3-4 guys. And then the rest of them, I mean, if they play their cards right, they're going to find roles for these guys in the bullpen. And then when the trade deadline comes around, they'll be able to, I think, do some patchwork with some of the one-inning guys. If they get two guys that end up working out, if they even get one guy like Carlos Estevez last year, I think the pitching staff thing can ultimately end up working out. But the offense doesn't seem like an easy fix at all right now. I mean, the best thing they can do is add a big-time bat that they can slot into the middle of the lineup and help this offense when they're going cold and you know, maybe pick up the slack when other guys are not hitting well. Like the Schwarber thing right now that he's going through a lull, and Harper a little bit too, it really puts into perspective just how feeble this offense can be at times. I mean, I agree with you. I'm starting to lose all faith in Max Kepler.
Oh, yeah.
Alec Boehm is what he is. Nick Castellanos is what he is. JT looks like he's cooked as a hitter at the plate. And then, you know, besides that, it's Trey Turner, who's sort of a slap hitter. It's 300, which is great, but, like, no real, like, juice there. Harper is sort of been up and down this season. And then Kyle Schwarber, that's, like, three guys deep in the lineup. So, I mean, that to me is a huge concern. If they don't address that at the deadline and they don't address it properly, I think this team's screwed.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be what we want them to be if they don't. Something has to return to excellence here, bros. Like that, like they have nothing right now with the pitching down and with the Lizardo concern. They have nothing right now we could just hang our hat on, except Wheeler. And unfortunately, right now this week he's out because him and his wife are expecting a baby, which he'll be back and he'll be great. But like for right now, I have nothing I can count on.
Well, even listening to the whole discussion about what they're going to do at the deadline, of course they have to do something. But I'm so broken that I don't even think it's worth it. And I know you do it.
No.
I'm just
have to.
No. I'm just there. There's so many problems that you can't fix it all. Knowing Dave Dombrowski's past here in Philly and where they are with Painter, and if they weren't willing to move these guys, Aiden Miller and Crawford, in previous years, they're as close as they ever have been to the majors, so they're not going to move them now. So what could they possibly do at the deadline that's going to wow us to make this team a championship? Now, that doesn't mean you don't do anything. I'm just saying I don't see a world where they are going to actually be able to do enough to swing me to be not broke.
Well, maybe they won't. All I know is this. Right now, the biggest concern I have is the offense. And it's crazy that I'm saying that because they have Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber. Like, they should have enough offensively, but they've swung and missed in left field for years. They missed Reese Hoskins. The center field thing is a joke. Dombrowski should be embarrassed that he runs that center field.
I got one more thing for you before we hit
the
phones. This Boehm thing, listen, Boehm last year, I was never a Boehm guy. Last year, he won me over. He had 97 RBI, and he was hitting doubles left and right.
Yep.
You can live with that Boehm as a 6'5 guy who doesn't hit for power. That is a good third baseman that I could really work with. This is it's devastating what he's giving you. Now he's an 8-hole, 7-hole hitter.
Yeah.
That is killer. He used to protect Bryce. Not that I loved it, but he was definitely efficient and effective. Now he's a joke too.
Boy.
His lack of development, he and Marsh and Stotts' lack of development has crushed them. I mean, it's because that was supposed to be the second wave of the lineup as years went on. And those guys just never got better. I mean, I guess Boehm's the best of those three guys offensively, but that's not great.
No, and that's why whenever we talk, especially previous years, again, some of these prospects are ready now-ish, so we think. But the whole, you can't trade Miller, you can't trade this guy. Yes, you can. Boehm and Stott are the prime example of why you do. Not that I don't like Stott. I love his glove, but he needs to be way better at the plate.
Yeah.
So there's examples of what you're talking about, Miller and Crawford and this and that. That was Boehm and Stott, and now we're looking at them as not good enough. So I'm always willing to pay the price with prospects, but we'll see. If they're ready soon, then maybe we see them come up here and maybe we don't get disappointed this time around.
Well, I hope not. 215-592-9494. We're live today from River Rinns for the Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Outing. We'll have some guests coming up. We'll get to a tri-day, some Eagles as well. But we start here. What's the biggest concern with the Phillies right now? Is it the pitching overall? You know, which we weren't including the starting pitching, but now we have to. I mean, Nola has got a setback, and we don't know when Painter's coming up. And obviously the Lizardo thing is you have to be at least a little bit like, huh? What just happened
Hugh's
there?
Fault.
If not, I blame Hugh Douglas. I agree with that. Or is it the – I'm on the offense. I mean, they have 4.5 hitters, maybe 4, depending on what you think, Alec Boehm. It's not enough. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Friday. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Broads Day, man.
It is a Broads Day on the Midday Show.
Wow, I love that.
What is your email here at the company?
Oh, Broads Brody.
It's a Broads Brody Friday. Broads Brody Friday.
Broads, you and I, we're a little different. You're very animated. I tend to be very calm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The audience knows that.
Yeah. Anyway, Joe, you know what I noticed? I was going to ask Broads if he took the pledge, but he clearly took the pledge.
I didn't have to ask Broads. I know Broads well enough to know he's a pledge guy. I mean, he keeps people accountable around here.
That's right.
He wouldn't duck it like Douglas.
Yes.
Guys, Dave Dombrowski, you suck. All right, new information, new opinion. You're back in the toilet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Again, my friend. Lizardo has been historically bad in his past two starts. All right? Kepler can't hit his way out of a paper bag. Marsh thinks like a Marsh. We have the worst outfield of any World Series contending team in Major League Baseball. Like, guys, what in the world is going on here? Our problem is this. I'm long talking. Let me roll.
Well, someone had with Hugh out for a couple days, we needed our resident long talker, so we got you. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Our problem is the inconsistency of this offense. It's the reason that every World Series run in the past few years has ended. It's the inconsistency of this offense. The pitching has fallen flat lately, but I watch a lot of baseball, guys. And when I'm watching the Yankees or I'm watching the Dodgers, I'm watching the other top contenders that we're supposed to be up there with because we're potentially going to beat these guys in a playoff run for World Series, I don't see them lay flat even when their starter comes out and gives up 8 runs in the first 2 innings. They'll still keep hitting. They'll put up runs and still fight. Our team, when we get cold offensively, it didn't matter last night if Lizardo came out there and gave up 1 run. Our offense is ice cold. We have this huge debate of should we put Schwarber at number 1? Should we put Harper? Should we put Turner? At this point, the only guy that would deservingly be at number 1 is Castellanos because he's the only guy on his team that seems to be somewhat consistently.
I mean, if that's the answer, I'm done.
Like, you know what? Because this is the problem, Joe. This offense is putrid. Dave, pick up the phone and bring in the guy that clearly can smash it with the stick. Bring it in M-I-C-H-K-O-B! Puck it up, baby!
Oh, Chris. Yes. We appreciate it. I didn't know what he started to spell there.
Yeah. Me too. I thought he was going Mick Abel.
I thought he was
going to
go Hoskins.
Me too. I thought Hoskins. And then I was like, is he spelling Hoskins wrong?
It's not that hard.
Where would Michkov slide in this Phillies lineup?
Well, I think he has to be batting over Trey Turner.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping we could do a Trey Turner day between me and you. We would just have a field day.
We just screamed Trey Turner sucks for 4 hours.
Well, that's how we did. We did the mic checks today.
Yeah, we did.
Talking back to the studio, that's how we did. Instead of mic check 1, 2, 3, it was Trey Turner stinks. Trey Turner stinks. He should have made that play at shortstop yesterday.
Of course he should have.
No. Well, hold on a second. That was Kepler's ball. Yeah. I mean, please.
It hung up there long enough. It was like a punt in the NFL. Like, catch the ball.
He was waiting over his shoulder for a good 8 seconds trying to make that catch.
I mean, Kepler probably should have called him off.
Maybe.
But by the time it became Trey Turner's ball,
he's got to catch.
Got to make the play.
Are you a superstar or not?
Well, no is the answer.
Well, I found that out the hard way.
No.
Okay.
The answer's no.
Watching Trey Turner play
here
defense
we go.
Is taking years off my life.
He's terrible.
Like,
terrible.
When I'm an old man and I'm in my deathbed, I'm like, I've watched so many innings of Trey Turner playing shortstop. I want all that time back. I want it back. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. We are live today from the Ron Jaworski Golf and the 41st Celebrity Golf Tournament benefiting JAWS Youth Playbook. They focus on the mission to improve the overall health and wellness of at-risk youth in the greater Philadelphia region. Great event. We're happy to be here. We're going to have some great guests. All right, coming up, your phone calls. We'll flush out the Lizardo thing more. What's going on? Like, How worried are we about Jesus Luzardo? It has been a story the last two starts, from where he was to where he is now. Is he injured? Is he tipping? You're going to hear Luzardo talking about in the past when he thought he might have been tipping down in Miami. Is it the problem now? 215-592-9494. What's the bigger concern with the Phillies right now? The offense, which is just blah, or the pitching, which we know the bullpen isn't good, and now the rotation looks a little bit more shaky. Broad's in for Hugh. Lot to get to, and we'll tell you about Tri-Day coming up next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. We are live today from the 41st Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Tournament, benefiting Jaws Youth Playbook. Ron Jaworski will sit down with us in a little bit. We're working on some other great guests. They're out playing some golf. Right? You're a golfer, Broad's?
Yeah, unfortunately, not a good one, but I don't know what that joke was supposed to be. I don't shoot well.
Well, I think isn't that most golfers? Most golfers aren't that good?
Yeah, I guess. See, the problem is my friend group is starting to actively really get into it. So I'm the one that doesn't have the time. Dude, I'm working 2 a.m., 3 a.m., I got kids.
Here come the excuses.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a game where you got to put in the work. So I play, but I'm shooting like 98.
That's fine. A lot of people suck at golf. Like, the whole idea is if you do suck, suck fast.
Oh yeah. Oh,
just move along.
Yeah.
Don't shoot
eight shots on the hole.
That's a drop.
Something that needs to be grabbed.
I totally did not realize it was coming out of my mouth.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah. But Phillies.
They stink.
Lizardo, what the hell?
All right. 215-592.
Everything's gonna be okay.
94-94.
So golf.
Yeah. We're just talking golf. Just no big deal. All right. So here's the deal. The Phillies right now are. I think we're all concerned. In some, don't lie. Here's what I need from the audience today. Just don't lie. Like, don't lie to yourself. Like, don't pretend. We're all concerned to some degree. It's a matter of how much and what we're most concerned at. For Broads, it's the pitching led by Luzardo now with the bullpen. For me, it's the offense. I just feel like we're just a hitter or two short. Dombrowski, I don't know how he looks himself in the mirror throwing this left field and center field combination out. They stink. I'm ready to DFA Max Kepler tomorrow. Just get him out of here. And then center field for years has not been good. But before we go back to the phones, and we're going to tell everyone about Tri-Day and what we're giving away today. It's a great prize. Let's unpack the Luzardo thing here, Broads. We're going to hear from him in a second. This was in the past, talking about tipping pitches. But first, what's your gut feeling on this? So we've gone from, hey, we might have stole a Cy Young caliber pitcher, to, hey, he's given up 20 runs in two starts. Gut feel, what's the problem right now with Jesus?
Dead arm due to innings pitched. I think that's where we're at here. It's always been a talking point with him, but we didn't really care because he was throwing lights out and he looked to be one of the biggest steals in all of baseball throughout the offseason. So I think if I'm being real honest with myself and I dig deep, you look at last year's innings pitched. Once he hit that mark this season, we are now starting to see this ridiculous stretch that he's on of poor pitching. I think there's something to be said about how he can't maintain that type of pace throughout a long, long journey. I think that's what it is.
I think it's very fair to bring up. And, you know, you go back to the offseason, for a pitcher that we thought or looked great, right, there was a – it was kind of odd the Phillies were able to get him for what they got him for.
Right.
And there was a story – when the Phillies played the Cubs in April, there was a story during, the second game, one of the broadcasts, maybe the national game, maybe I think it was the Sunday night game, that the Cubs – were interested, but they failed him for a physical. Like, there's some concerns, I think, health-wise with Luzardo. But he was throwing 98 yesterday. Like, if his velocity had dipped, I'd be hitting the panic button like, oh, no, send him for an MRI. We're screwed here. That's not it. So, look, there's a combination of things, right? It could be there's an injury. It could be he has a dead arm, which is not an injury, but we know that happens to pitchers sometimes. It also could be that he's tipping pitches. And I typically don't love this excuse because I think it's excuse-y, right? Like, yeah, I mean, really? Are you just going to say they know what's coming? But apparently this has happened in the past with Luzardo. Let's hear Jesus Luzardo. This was during his Miami days, talking about, you know, maybe tipping pitches and the other team knowing what's coming. Here's Luzardo back in the day.
How much do you feel like it's a product of pitching this deep into the season for the first time versus maybe being anything mechanical or mental?
No, I don't think it's pitching deep into the season. I feel really good physically. I think it's just a combination of things. Just a loss of feel for some stuff. Maybe slightly mechanical. Maybe slightly tipping pitches. Could be a mixture of things. And I think after the first inning, we'll figure it out. And then the next two and a third were better.
All right. So that was him a couple years ago. Then I saw this quote, Broads, yesterday after the game. Quote is from Luzardo. Quote, I mean, they're just on everything. It almost looks like they know what's coming. So I don't have an answer, but there's no one working harder to find an answer than me. So he didn't say tipping, right? I don't love the word because it feels like an excuse. But that when I read that quote this morning, I felt like he was alluding to the idea that, maybe they know what's coming, because it just doesn't make any sense. How do you go from that good to this bad in two starts?
Right, and with the velocity still being 97 and the way that they're jumping.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On these fastballs early and all. Now, you know, just watching from the TV view of it all, I mean, it does seem like he's catching a lot more of the plate.
Yep.
So is it they know what's coming, or are his pitches just not as precise as they need to be? Because if he's just a hair too much in the zone compared to a hair a little bit more outside the zone, I mean, that's the difference in these things getting squared up and tattooed, as harsh as they are. I mean, the sound that's coming off the bat is ridiculous. You may get one or two hits in the entire game that sound that legit, and it's happening three or four times an inning whenever he's on the bump. So, you know, would the tipping pitches have anything to do with the location? No. So I think maybe it's back to his arm feeling different because he's pitching more innings, and then that's resulting in him catching more of the plate, and that's why we're seeing the damage that's done.
And it's damage. I mean, 20 runs at two starts.
It's crazy.
It's almost like you'll never see this again. I mean, for the most part, teams don't let pitchers get rocked like that, right? Like, they get up five or six, or they get him out of the game. The fact that he was allowed.
Yeah.
And I think some of this has been circumstantial. Like, the game on Saturday, he didn't have that many pitches, so they kept him out there.
Well,
and
I was just about to ask you about that. Do you think Topper ruined, I don't want to say confidence, but he made Lizardo eat some of those.
He did.
And I wonder if Lizardo's going, really, dude? I mean, you just brought my ERA.
I know.
What are we doing?
Well, I could tell you this. I want my money back, because I bet on Lizardo to win the Cy about a month ago. And that I went on FanDuel this morning. That cash out is a penny. I mean, like, they took my money. So I'm annoyed at the Phillies for that.
And Hugh.
I blame Hugh Douglas. So I think yesterday's, they're throwing a bullpen game. You referenced this in the first segment, right? Joe Ross is starting tonight.
You excited?
No. I think they made him pitch more yesterday because they knew the deal, right? Wheeler's gone for the weekend until he's back after the child is born. So, like, they have a bullpen game today. Jesus, man, I'm sorry, buddy, but we need another inning at it. At least they tried to get another inning. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where are you at on Luzardo? What, if you had a guess right now, your gut feeling, what has happened?
So, I mean, this almost sounds crazy to say. I hope there's an injury.
To explain something minor.
Yeah. Or, like, I hope that, I mean, even better, I hope that he's tipping pitches and there's something going on there.
That would be the best case.
Yeah,
scenario.
That's probably what you should have led
because we fixed that and then we could, where he's back.
I fear, though, that he might just be cooked.
Oh, no.
He's already passed his innings limit from last season, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's blown by that. And there's just been no life, no movement on his pitches whatsoever. Like, that, I don't know. Does that look like, to me, if he were tipping pitches, it would be his normal stuff.
But the velocity is still okay.
Right, but it's not jumping like it was.
No, it's
and
not.
The sweeper doesn't look as good as it was when he was dominating. So, like, that's the concern for me. Like, if there was still movement and life on his pitches and they were just on it, then I would think, okay, maybe he's tipping pitches. Something's a little off with the way he's throwing right now.
Yeah, so we put a poll up here. What do you think is going on with Luzardo? Early on, people are voting tipping pitches. Also, 27% say two fluke outings.
Everything's fine.
That is the everything.
Don't worry about it.
Whoa.
Two fluke 20-run outings.
Come on, man. I mean, now listen, if this was – and I'm an Aaron Nola guy.
Yeah.
If this was Nose, what would that poll be? Cooked.
Oh, cooked. Totally cooked. Yeah.
Now wait till he comes back from this ankle injury and shoves seven shutty.
Yep.
Yeah, then you guys should all apologize to me. But I find it hysterical that this is, again, historic. Aaron Nola had one of those with an ankle injury, and people were ready to say this is the worst contract to ever exist with Trey Turner on this roster. So that's a joke in itself. But yet here's Luzardo, and everything's fine. I don't understand you people.
So it's coping. It's some coping.
So what do they do, though? Like, do they give him a little phantom IL stint, or maybe a real IL stint if he's actually dealing with something, or if he needs a little bit of rest? Like, but I don't know. It's weird. Like, the Wheeler situation, Nola's not ready.
Yep.
You don't want to put Taiwan back in the starting rotation. Like,
they kind of need him right now.
I got an answer.
Oh,
Nick
boy.
Abel. Hold on. Hear me
he's already in the rotation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there's so much jumping around. I can't even process everything. I got to ask you something, Joe. Because this is a take that I said on the air yesterday, and I don't know if I'm willing to commit to the
take. Are we workshopping a take right now?
We're workshopping a take.
All right, let's do it.
We're workshopping a take.
What we got?
All right, so this is what I'm thinking. I believe Nick Abel will make a bigger impact this season and in the postseason than Andrew Painter.
Wow.
How do you feel about that take?
Well, all right, so you have a head start with Abel, right? He's already here, and he's producing.
Yep.
Painter's not here. I don't know if you heard Dombrowski last week. He did a podcast
with John Heyman. Yep.
And he's kind of threw some cold water that Painter would even arrive in July. So I'm not even sure when he's getting here. I don't hate it.
Okay.
It's certainly possible. Now, when you threw October in.
Well, that's the main portion. Yeah,
right,
I mean, that's the meat and potatoes.
Well, that is the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, because I'm even thinking, because I see Painter as a pen guy in the playoffs.
Well, that's what I've been saying, but Jolly told me I'm crazy.
Well, Jolly's crazy. But here's the thing. Now I don't know because I don't know what Luzardo is. I know Nola's a stud. Once he gets healthy, he'll be fine. But he just needs to get back healthy. Mm-hmm. He's fine. No,
sure.
I mean, come on, he's fine. I promise. that one I'm willing to stand hard on. But anyway, I don't know. I think Nick Abel is going to be able to be an effective, legitimate player for you moving forward throughout this postseason based off of what I've seen so far.
You know what I think? Here's why I'm not ready to sign off on it, but I don't think it's crazy.
Okay.
Abel is further along in his development.
He looks legit. That look on his face.
Well, Kyle was somehow how he talks to himself on the mound.
I mean, that's the sicko stuff you need to dominate.
I do like Abel. Yeah.
I mean, that's what he used to be like Nick Pavetta, they say.
Yeah.
A psychopath that
and
is
kind of
crying and a baby and, you know, just emotionally unstable coming from me. Ironic.
Yep.
But then, you know.
See, that's why you.
I know. I'm all flustered now. Yeah. I can't even get the take out. This is so workshoppy.
I can see why you like him. I can see.
The other side of that, though, is Romano also talks to himself.
Yeah, right.
He stinks.
Yeah. Oh, I can't do it. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones, and then we got to set you up for a Tri-Day Friday on the Midday Show. Aaron in San Diego is up on WIP.
God.
Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, what's going on?
So today is a tell the truth Friday.
Yes.
So,
well, every day I try to tell the truth, but, you know, some people like you like to sugarcoat things.
Joe, I got myself in some hot water yesterday.
Well, what'd you do?
Well, the smoking hot wife heard me talking about her beloved Backstreet Boys. And,
oh, yeah.
Boys
well, that, I'm sure that didn't go over well. Did you apologize?
Well, I did apologize, but she is making me. So I'm going to do something here. I just want to take a minute, and I wanted to send out an apology to Justin Timberlake, Donnie Wahlberg, and the rest of the Backside Boys. I really apologize, and if I offended any of you, I am so sorry.
You got anything on the Phils, Aaron?
You know, it is. I actually, you know, Broads, what's up, Broads?
What's up, dude? What's going on?
As a hockey dad, I appreciate everything that you do for the station, my friend. And I would love to hear your take on what they're going to do with the sixth pick this year.
Wow.
Super exciting.
Wow.
The Flyers are geared
Joe.
More towards the
Are you
Eagles.
Kidding me?
Here it is. He's in his all his glory right now.
This is unbelievable.
Smile ear to ear.
I mean, we're talking about the sixth pick on a Friday in June. This is hockey.
This is what it's all about.
That's why I got in this business.
So nothing about the Phils, I guess.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. So we've done Backstreet Boys. We've done the sixth pick in the NHL draft. How about the Phillies?
Calls get better and better every day.
Here's the thing. The Flyers are headed more towards where the Eagles are, and the Phillies, unfortunately, they are headed more towards where the Sixers are. We're old. We're aged. We're bland.
Caller makes
we're do the same thing over and over and over again. I'm going to stick to what I said at the beginning of the season. I don't think Topper's going to make it through the All-Star game. I think it's time for a change in leadership. It's a time to inject youth into this team. It can't get any worse than what they're putting on the field today, right now, in terms of offense. So it's time to bring up the Aiden Millers. It's time to bring up the Crawfords. It's time to bring up Keith Abel up here. He's pitching great. Time to bring up Painter. It's time for a change.
So, listen, Aaron, I don't hate the premise of bringing up some of these kids. In fact, I woke up this morning. Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. There was a lot there from Aaron. I woke up this morning and started to think about the Crawford thing legitimately. So just to get some – first of all, to see what he could do before the trade deadline. Like, do we need to get a center fielder? Can he play? Otto Kemp's hit. I mean, I can't sign off on all of them. We can't bring up, like, half the minor league system. But there's the idea of firing Topper. I mean, they could bring Dallas Green back and Charlie Manuel, Terry Frank. Bring any Phillies manager you want back. They're not going to make Brandon Marsh hit. Like, at some – was yesterday a Rob Thompson problem? No.
No, no. No.
And I just, like, I know Topper's not everyone's favorite manager, and I'm not saying he's like Casey Stengel in the dugout. I'm not Billy Martin or Tony La Russa. But, like, he's – when the team can't hit and the pitcher gives up 20 runs and two starts, what is the manager going to do?
Agreed. Yeah, no, listen. I would say I lean towards liking Topper more than not.
Me too.
Does he have some flaws? Yeah. Is he a good baseball manager? Without a doubt.
Yes.
So that's kind of how I see the Topper thing. But I guess the biggest knock would be – and I'm probably going to reflect back on this. You mentioned earlier that when you're in your coffin, you're going to be thinking about all the time you had to watch Trey play shortstop.
Yep.
I'm probably going to reflect back to when Bryce got hit and nobody did anything. And I'm not talking about going out and charging the mound and punching Spencer Strider in the face. But just, we've all played sports, right? When one of your top guys, something happens.
You got to protect him.
There's an instant I'm asking for you to yell at Strider from the dugout. You got to do something. And the fact that no one showed a pulse organically naturally,
yeah,
that's
bad.
Crazy.
I know.
Like, the more and more time we get removed from it, it also becomes more astonishing that no one did anything. There was no spark and rise that someone's jumping over the dugout. I mean, that's Bryce Harper getting hit for, what, the third straight game or 3 in 4 days and against your rival? It's crazy. And does that reflect the manager,
I guess,
to tie it back to Rob?
I think it's fair. I think – Rob's strategy in games is I'm not really ever that mad at him, right? Like, he never like does something like, oh my goodness, but that stuff I understand, like, and that bothered me. They should have retaliated. 215-592-9494. Right, before we go any further, we do have a great giveaway, bros, to give away here. We have a pair of tickets to see a championship season. So the Mann Center, Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films came together to come up with this special concert hosted by Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles, on July 24th, celebrating the championship season of the 2024 Eagles. We're giving away a pair of tickets, so you get your tickets, Ticketmaster.com. But we have a pair to give away today, and it is a Friday, which, bros, you get to be part of a tri-day Friday. Let's hear it, Alex.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so here's what we're looking for today. So today is National Donut Day, bro. So we were thinking before the show of, like, the kind of food that you know is bad for you, but you just want to have. So here's what we're looking for today. Tri-Day Friday, something that is obviously not good for you, but we should try anyway. When this came up for the show, I was thinking, I haven't had it in a long time. Remember the Bloomin' Onion?
Oh, amazing.
And like Outback or whatever?
Yes.
Like 2,000 calories, you get that spicy sauce. I used to devour those.
Yeah.
They're not good for you.
Yeah.
They're awesome, though.
Yeah, Bloomin' Onion's a nice item. Wow, I haven't had one of those some time. You know what? I devour it. It's sickening. But I'm talking, it's a big bag, all right? Not a shareable size, not just the decent size bag. I'm talking, it's so big you can reseal it, okay? Sour Patch Kids, and I can devour like the whole bag.
Spectacular. Give me 14 of them right now.
And they're not good for you.
No, oh my, especially the amount I'm consuming. So I got to go the big, you can re-zip it up bag of Sour Patch.
I want stuff that's going to take some years off my life.
Okay.
Right? And a lot of these things, I think, that we're going to hear today might already be woven into my diet.
Yeah, you
terrible
especially.
Eating habits. Yeah,
you're not a very. I wouldn't describe you as a healthy.
Oh no.
So this is right up your.
Yes.
All right. So Tri-Day today, something that is obviously not good for you, bad for you, but it's good, and you just sometimes just want to have it. Tri-Day Friday, bad foods, but we want to have them anyway. Terrence in Springfield, best one we get today wins the pair of tickets to the special concert at the Man. Terrence in Springfield is up. Hey, Terrence.
Yo. Bro, Kyle, Alex, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
First of all, man, I am absolutely concerned with this Phillies team. Because remember that run they were on where they won, like five of series in a row or something like that? And everybody was, oh, this team is excellent.
Well, they were doing it against tomato cans. It was against tomato cans.
Yeah, tomato cans. Like, so we have it's a long baseball season, so we could never, ever get too high or too low, especially with this Phillies team. What they've been doing year after year with their offense, and now their pitching is imploding. So right now, I am absolutely concerned with the Phillies. And do you guys think, even right now, look at the standings, they're not guaranteed to make the playoffs.
Terrence, I'm glad you said it, because I feel like there's just like an inevitability woven into the conversation. Even this morning, I was listening to James and Elliot on the way in, and they were discussing the big picture issues. They're like, in October. Terrence, you're right. Like, if I had to bet right now, I would bet them to make the playoffs, to be one of the six teams. But they're only three games up on a playoff spot. It's not like at this time last year, I think they were like 10 up on a playoff spot. So it was like, all right, even if we go up and down in the second half, we're in. They're not a lot. Yeah. They need to play well between here and the end of the season just to make it.
And right now, the season that Bryce is on right now, like, do we even think they have a chance of doing anything if he keeps playing like this? To me, he's having a horrible season. And like you said earlier, with Schwarber and this little slump that he's having, we have no firepower. At this point, at the trade deadline, we have to make some moves to make this offense look better, to make this roster look better, because we're going to get the same thing repeat in the playoffs if we even make the playoffs.
Yeah, well, listen, I understand. You look at the NL right now. I mean, what's happening in the NL West with San Francisco and everything underneath the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And then the Central right now between the Cubs, who we'll see in a little bit. But you got the Cubs, you got the Brewers, who just really spanked you. You know, and you got all sorts of – who else is in there? The Cardinals?
Yep.
So, I mean, who knows?
And it'd be one thing if we were clearly the best team in our division, but, like, I think the Mets are better than us.
Yeah, Braves stink, though. I'm out on
Braves. Oh, the Braves might be cooked. Yeah, we'll get to them later on. Because I think it's bad here, and then I watch other teams like, oh, the Braves are in trouble. Go ahead, Terrence.
But guys, one or two runs is not going to get it.
No.
It's not going to get it with this team. And my thing is, it's always going back to the offense. It's our hitting. And we'll go through stretches where we do good at the plate, and then we'll always resort back to the sloppy plate approach. And it's starting to really hurt me. And soon, if it keeps happening, the fans are going to end up turning on this team, because it's the same old. They have a lazy approach. They have lazy energy. Like, they have no fight. And it's like they don't have a little spurt of good plays, of good wins, and then they'll have awful. Right now, we're on that awful stretch where we're getting beat down by Toronto, And Toronto's okay to me. They're an okay team. We're getting smashed by these teams. And it looks horrible. And I feel like Nebraska has to do something at the trade deadline or break somebody up because this ain't cutting it. Scott has been horrible this year. Bone's been horrible. This guy can look in the mirror to me. Look in the mirror and see, do you want it? Are you hungry? Because it's going to be the same thing happen again. One of these teams that comes out of the blue, like the Diamondbacks or somebody, is going to knock their ass off the playoffs. And we'll be sitting there, and the team's going to get dismantled. It's going to happen.
Yeah, they got to wake up. Terrence, they got to wake up, and they got to play better against some good teams. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us? Something that we should try that's not good for you, but it's just good.
Man, I'm going to go a little old school with some. I don't know if you guys had this from Ben & Jerry's. The strawberry cheesecake ice cream. Oh, man, ooh. I ate the whole thing.
You know, when you have that whole pint of Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah, it's a one-sit. It's a one-sit.
Terrence, it's a good one. It's one of those where you know I should stop at some point, but it's like, I'll just finish the whole pint.
Well, because what happens is you eat 3/4.
Yes.
And then you go, well, I'm not just going to save this. That. Yeah. I mean, that's not going to happen.
I got to say where it gets dinged. The strawberries.
What do you mean?
Fruit's too healthy.
There's nothing about a pint of Ben & Jerry's that's healthy.
Yeah.
So you want to have, like, the worst kind of Ben & Jerry's.
I want something. I'm eating it, and I'm like, oh, my
this
goodness.
This is terrible.
Like you feel the arteries clogging up a little bit?
Every bite is like, this is a year.
Yeah, my cholesterol is rising.
Yeah. You feel like the doctor's saying something like, you shouldn't have had that Ben & Jerry's. All right, 215-592-9494. We are live today from the 41st Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf. And we have some great guests coming up, including Jaws in a little bit here. Some Eagles guests as they come off the golf course today. We'll continue with the conversation on the Phillies. What's the big concern for you right now? The pitching staff, which now includes the bullpen and some of the rotation with injuries and whatever the heck's going on with Jesus Luzardo. Is he cooked, dead arm, injured, tipping pitches? I think it's the offense. Man, they have four hitters right now I could count on. I guess four and a half if you count Bohm, which I don't even count on most days. Four hitters is not enough. Where do you come down to the Phillies' biggest concern? Try Day Friday for a pair of tickets to see a championship season at the Man. Give us something bad for you that you just want us to try for Friday, a food. And we'll get to some Eagles coming up on the other side because it's an area of the team I think they need to add to this summer. Curious to see if Broads agrees or not. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.